You know, I thought what I would have to do is talk about a little bit about the past as to how we got to where we are right now. And where we are right now, very difficult times for booksellers, not just for booksellers, but for everybody in the communications and in the print media. These are tough times. You know, newspapers aren't having a good time. Books are certainly not having a good time. And books especially now, because of the prevalence of e-books, not the prevalence, but the kind of arrival on the scene of e-books, publishers are really kind of at a crossroads. They don't know which way they're going. They don't know what the market's going to look like a year from now. I mean, not that they ever really had a clear view, but, you know, these guys have to make serious business decisions based on, you know, some sense of what the future holds. And they're totally at sea. They don't know. So you know, hard times for publishers means hard times for booksellers. And we, you know, I've never seen it this bad. I've never seen the landscape, especially in Canada, quite as dreary as it is right now. And interestingly enough, in the United States and in the UK, it looks like they may have actually hit bottom and started to turn the corner. So you know, I'm not going to really talk very much about that. Because it's such a, you know, it's like an entirely separate situation. But you know, as far as the present is concerned, these are dire times. Well, you know, it's funny because there was a sense for a long time of constant growth in the book business. And I think when that stopped, you know, that kind of exacerbated. So it's not really like falling off a cliff, but the stop in expansion, in increasing sales, in increasing books being published, that certainly squeezed people. And you know, if physical stores aren't getting a share, you know, if they're getting a decreased share of that business and the business isn't growing and, in fact, is decreasing even by a little bit, you know, then for some people it's like falling off a cliff for sure. But I think it's much more a steady erosion. And you know, landlords aren't sort of looking at you and saying, well, you know, your business is kind of slow. So, you know, for your next 5-year lease, we're going to, you know, sort of cut you back. That's not happening.
What keeps you positive then in this business?
For me?
Yeah.
Well, and I think for most of us, and that's not just me, but people like me and people who are in the business, the excitement, you know, it's not a day goes by that something new doesn't come in that turns your crank. And you know, for me, I'm always disappointed if I didn't learn something today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's not very many jobs like that where you can actually sort of anticipate something unexpected to happen during the day that's not going to be horrible.